The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello and welcome to the Great Pop Culture Debate Primer, where we tell you everything you missed in part one of our episode devoted to the best superhero film, which is available exclusively to our Patreon supporters and covers all the first round decisions that went from a top 32 to a sweet 16. Part two of this episode will be available to everyone tomorrow on all podcast platforms. Before we start, how does this work? We received more than 50 responses to our public poll listing every notable superhero film. Voters picked their favorites. We tallied the votes, ranked the picks by popularity, and added them to a bracket. Then GPCD panelists Brendan Hay, Jake Lewis, Kevin Dillon, and Eric Resniak argued about it and insulted each other, all for your amusement. Want to play along at home? You can. Head to greatpopculturedebate.com to download the listener bracket for this episode in the polls and brackets section. Do your picks match up with ours? Let us know by dropping a comment on our website or by yelling at us on Facebook, Instagram, Blue Sky, or Mastodon. And with that out of the way, let's review what we covered in round one. First up, Ultimate One Seed The Dark Knight proved very serious competition for 8 seed Spider-Man 2, and Spidey failed to stick around on our bracket. Next, 4 seed X-Men, the original 2000 film, proved to be the bane of existence for 5 seed The Dark Knight Rises, and Marvel's Merry Mutants advanced to round 2. Speaking of, 3 seed X-Men Days of Future Past jumped into the future, that would be round 2, after the panel failed to put a ring on 6 seed Shang-Chi and The Legend of the Ten Rings. The panel was evenly split between 2 sword-wielding badasses, 7 seed Blade in his original 1998 outing, and 2 seed Deadpool in his first film. Ultimately, Blade daywalked right into round 2 of our bracket. Next, in an animated superhero smackdown, we had an upset as 8 seed The Incredibles muscled out 1 seed Spider-Man into the Spider-Verse. More bad news for Spidey, as 4 seed Spider-Man Homecoming was in fact sent home in favor of 5 seed Captain America Civil War. Yet more Spider-Man, the animated sequel Across the Spider-Verse, a 3 seed, made a swing and a hit, overwhelming the healing factor of 6 seed Logan. The majority of the panel felt cosmic and put forward 7 seed Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 1, meaning that nothing could get 2 seed Wonder Woman out from under. Next, 1 seed Avengers Endgame didn't need an elaborate time-traveling caper to oust 8 seed Big Hero 6 from the bracket. The panel put the pedal to the metal in supporting 4 seed Iron Man over 5 seed X2 X-Men United. Next, a very different Man of Steel in 1978 Superman, a 6 seed, spelled doom for 3 seed Thor Ragnarok. The panel felt so much yummier about 1992's Batman Returns, a 7 seed, meaning the multiversal bad guys of Spider-Man No Way Home, a 2 seed, were all sent home in round 1. And keep that Spidey sense tingling as 1 seed Black Panther clawed right through 8 seed Spider-Man, the original 2002 film. Winter is coming, specifically Captain America the Winter Soldier, a 4 seed, which advanced into round 2 over X-Men First Class, a 5 seed. 2012's Avengers, a 6 seed, were disassembled by 1989's Tim Burton Batman film, a 3 seed. And finally, the panel advanced MCU crossover juggernaut Avengers Infinity War, a 2 seed, over the cosmic quest of 7 seed Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3. And that's it, we're down to our Super 16, so make sure you head over to the main feed to find out which of our superhero films we ultimately picked as the best of all time, or at least through late 2023. Thank you for listening, and if you want to hear the great Part 1 arguments behind these decisions, become a Patreon supporter and support our podcast. Otherwise, make sure you're subscribed to the show so you don't miss any of our upcoming episodes, and head to greatpopculturedebate.com, where you'll find the polls that determine what we debate next and loads of cool bonus content. See you over on the episode.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.